How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is uncensored. For nearly 8 years.
8 years.
And nearing 400 episodes.
400 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional Wrestling's podcast of record.
Record.
Record. Record. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
Sanctioned Booker, though, to your point, still a force to be reckoned with.
They're a force, but like I said, they've lost a lot of steam in the Lucha Dragons. These guys are hot tonight. I think it's going to be Silas Dumble.
I'm telling you, I'm impressed with this tag team action.
You know what that means, don't you, Cole?
No.
Let them have it.
Oh! The Rosetta Stone works good for you. You should try the English version, Buck.
Okay. That's a good one. So.
Hello. Welcome to Rosetta Stone.
Oh, here we go!
A woman. A man. A man.
What the hell?
A woman.
Oh, shuck it, duck it, quack, quack!
The Rosetta Stone they needed to find was American, and I need one in PAL format to send to Ed China.
Very nice, yes.
So, in any language, it's still wrestling. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table I have a few of the usual suspects. I will start with the man that composed this wonderful intro. That would be Jim Williams.
All I gotta say is Rosetta Stone is light years better than the stuff I had to watch and endure trying to learn Spanish. Destinos.
Where I... Pantalones.
It was just a story about this old dude who was like going to die. I think he died. And last words were, mis hijos. Sí, mis hijos. My kids. So obviously he was worried about, you know, his kids being growing up to be John Cena fans or Juan Cena fans, as the case may be. So, you know, that was. Or what was the name of that cartoon character, Muffy or Mappy or whatever, from the 80s? They used to always play those commercials all the time. Now, that was annoying, too. But Rosetta Stone's awesome.
So, also, we have our man who speaks fluent legalese. That'd be Jason Block.
That would be Miffy, if I think that was
what you were saying. I was going to say, I said something I shouldn't have there.
I know where you were going to go. I know where you were going
to
go.
No, I'm going to have to Google it, Maggle, just to see here.
Yeah, exactly.
Muzzy.
Yeah.
Muzzy is what it was.
That was it. Muzzy, Miffy, Muzzy Wuzzy was a bear, yeah. It was an interesting week, to say the least. We'll talk about it. So let's go.
And our third at the table is a slightly banged up Bad News Beeman.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you tell ladies that 50 Shades of Grey sucks.
Oh, jeez, I saw the picture. No, you can't do that.
Dude, that'll get you hurt worse. You may as well say that you like the movie and participate.
Oh, jeez.
All honesty, guys, this is what happens when you tell Steve Austin that John Cena does a better stunner than him.
Bad.
Bad, yeah, no, Ixnay, no.
That's like saying your favorite match is, you know,
No, it's like saying my favorite match was El Torito versus Hornswoggle in the mini TLC
match. Hey,
hey. Hey, WLC rocked. It's not my favorite match of all
time. This is WLC. Greatest ring announcer ever. Should have replaced Justin Roberts long ago.
Oh, jeez. Get the tomatoes. No, oh, I'm sorry.
Tomatina.
But no, definitely a banged up bad news beaming here tonight, but still going to keep the show rolling.
There you go.
No, but you know what it looks like? That's like telling somebody who works for TNA their checks are delayed. Oh, wait, that happened.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, so, except for the special three, of course, with Havoc, Matt Hardy, and what the hell is that other guy's name?
I forget, but yeah, Matt Hardy was bragging that he had like five different checks for five different things. I think Mikey had the rundown for me. Let me see if I still have it.
TNA, ladies and gentlemen, where the crappy wrestlers get paid first.
And the announcers, because of various things, decide to depart.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Let me see if I can find this stupid thing about Matt Hardy.
To summarize a little bit, as Nikki is doing some scavenging and what have you, certain talent have been missing pay for about a month or so. Maybe a little longer, depending on what source you read. And some of that is tied to Panda Energy moving their headquarters from one location to another, or so they say, anyway.
So, I'd like to know if the Panda Energy employees had delay in payment. I'm just curious.
Oh, that would be interesting. Well, I would think they would be, you know, first in line, because it's, you know, directly them.
Right. So, Matt Hardy was bragging that he got, five paychecks in the same mail drop at his place, and tries to say TNA wasn't paying on time, so he's trying to say he's getting paid $4,000 per check in five different companies. Mikey, you need to look at this a little closer.
Almost as if the fandom is getting to him a little.
I told him to get out of there because they will just drag him down and beat him with experience.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. He's a passionate bloke, though, Maggle.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's more like nobody will give him a job, so he has nothing better to do than troll the TNA trolls. Anyway,
I have no room to talk. I don't have a job.
But it's the paycheck delay is enough that it is eclipsing any of my dear Uncle Paul's stories. To the point that Taz just got up and quit.
You know, this is what he says. So fuck this, I'm out of here.
I've had enough of this. You legs get broken when I don't get paid. My boy Joey Numbers, he's gonna give you a call later.
Yeah, really.
Better yet, I ain't gonna call you. I ain't even gonna talk to you. I'm taking your name off of my shit.
Yeah, you're deleted. You're blocked. You know, the whole nine yards.
You deleted, you blocked.
Go back to Little Italy.
So, with him shrugging the TNA burden off of his shoulders.
And those are pretty broad shoulders, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. He is a friggin' bulldog.
He's a brick.
I think bricks have better aerodynamics.
Oh my god, that's true.
So,
tiny head, big ass body. No,
but or no, big seriously.
Big head, bigger body. You know.
Yeah. It's just he's a little brick shit house, and he, you know, I think that even though he can't wrestle, I think he should just throw a little test call in Hunter and Vince's direction. Hey, you need a guy for Tough Enough? I can yell at people and you can pay me money.
Please.
Yeah, definitely.
So, it's going to be tight if they wanted to put him on Tough Enough, since they're going to be making an announcement this coming Monday.
Oh, don't get me started about Tough Enough. Oh, boy.
Is this a good oh boy or a bad oh boy?
No, this is probably a bad oh boy, because, to be honest, Tough Enough is a redundancy to NXT.
Ladies and gentlemen, I actually have some bad news. I have found out who is going to be hosting Tough Enough from my contacts in WWE, And they have told me that Eva Marie will be hosting Tough Enough.
Oh, yeah, right. Stop that.
Well, that canvas is going to be just soaked with red.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
My name is Eva Marie, and I can wrestle.
Oh, my. Wow.
And she doesn't need the voice distortion.
No. Excuse me. You're practicing, aren't you, Nick? I'm just saying, right?
Can't help it if I got a crowd to please tomorrow night. Anyway,
she can sell a clothesline complete with her dirty laundry on it.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Thank you very much.
I take my bow. Thank you, Diogo.
Yeah, but they from what I read on, I believe it was WrestleChat and Freakum Awesome, that A, it's going to be a mix of professionals and non-professionals. Mm-hmm. But supposedly, the Observer said, if I remember right, one wrestler was promised a final spot, and another European wrestler was told, don't do the tryout in Europe, audition for Tough Enough, you'll get on. So, what are we talking about here, folks?
Reality. First of all, the whole oxymoron of reality show. Reality shows aren't, and wrestling is the reality show of a reality show. I'll let that sink in. I'll wait.
That is meta.
Yes, and then Tough Enough is the behind the scenes of a wrestling show
about a wrestling show.
Right. And then Total Divas is the drama of the fake drama of the women's wrestling division, which is fake on a fake wrestling show.
So it's like triple the script.
Oh, my head. Ow. Oh, God, I need my migraine.
If only Total Divas could be canceled so Eva Marie could be future endeavored. But no, that show's popular.
No, unfortunately, though, it looks like that the curtains might be closing on Rosa Mendez.
After what happened this past week in London, storyline-wise at least.
Yes.
Wait on Mr. Fandango back, Daniel!
Yes!
In a dramatic reveal, Fandango decided that he needed to dance for his fans and brought back the music that made him a star.
So in other words, he wanted to pull a Craig Kilborn. He just wants to dance. I completely look like both ways like he did on the show. So anyway.
Oh yeah.
Although I am gonna say this, that was probably Johnny Curtis's best promo ever. It's just like, I've lost my passion. I don't know where the problem is, but I figured it out. It's you. Now I need to go back to basics.
I was about to say, Shane, you're absolutely right. He showed more charisma in that 5 minutes than he has in his entire run as Fandango.
It's sad but true. Like, when he came out with this whole tango thing, I was like, oh, okay, you've just killed him. You've absolutely killed him. I know you need to give Rosa Mendez a paycheck, but come on. But then when he did this whole promo, and then the United Kingdom fans are all just getting up going, woo! I'm just like, holy shit, Fandango Nation's running wild.
Well, I mean, there's always another option for Rosa. She could get back with Los Matadores, of course. Oh, wait. Maybe not.
It's not epical anymore.
Yeah, whoever heard of a Puerto Rican bullfighter? Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Okay, they're listening to this show. Okay.
But it took them over a year.
Well, they wanted legal to, you know, get the free and clear on it.
Yeah. Oh, I would have said yes.
Hey, El Torito, we're going to say it next week on Raw, ladies and gentlemen. El Torito will have grown a few feet and will have actually grown boobs. Thank you and good night.
They're humps, Maggle! Look at them humps on that ball! Fear the bull even more, Maggle!
Stop that!
This is utterly ridiculous.
Oh,
damn.
I regret nothing!
I know you regret nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I warned you assholes before the show, okay?
Yes, you did. That's
you are
fine.
In no mood, yes.
I know.
Does it hurt when you laugh?
A little bit, yes, but it's okay. I will adjust. I'm like trying to keep serious face. I can't do it.
Not here.
No, you have not to be here. Like, no way.
But, you have to but, be like your ABC After School Special moment on a very special NAWC. Shane delivers bad news to Jim, and Pony kicks him straight off to another continent.
But you know, for taped shows, they were not bad. They were they're not bad at all.
And I think I will still say it. Jet lag produces some wonderful doofus.
It can. It also can produce 11 matches on Raw.
I stopped counting.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are the 2 to 3 minute variety, but 11 matches.
But. Yeah, and not to mention something that I will actually admit I did not see coming, but I'm not offended by or find bad at all, which is Naomi turning heel.
This is actually really cool. I want to comment on this because, granted, Paige won the number one contender battle royal, but she is going to be shooting a movie soon, so Naomi kicked her ass and kicked her to the curb so that she can shoot her movie. But then Naomi cut probably her best promo ever, given, you know, I haven't watched Total Divas, so I haven't listened to her talk normally. But what I heard out of her mouth Monday night was the most organic I've heard a diva in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think there was some real animosity coming out in that promo there. I think she dropped... she dropped a pipe bomb of her own.
Well, it's. She has been with the company, what, 3.5 years now?
Yep.
I mean, she was part of the same class of NXT, if you remember, so yeah.
That's what she said in the promo. She's like, I was in the same class as AJ. I have not worn the title, and yet AJ gets sent out and gets called a legend. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. And to be honest, you know, even when that nonsense of an NXT event was going on, my money was on Naomi. After the Amazon got shit canned for her picks. So Naomi really cut a very genuine promo. It was very much from the heart. And it was true. And that's why it worked. And that's why I will be rooting for her. Mm-hmm. Whether she's a face or heel, I don't care.
And keep in mind, this is the Divas division, so the face-heel thing, save for this, because I think Naomi could be a long-term heel, is a revolving door.
Yeah.
I mean, Natalya is a face diva when she comes out, but she's kind of a tweener when she's the manageress of Tyson and Cesaro.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, first of all, I don't see the thing is Natalya flips both ways. I mean, she's as bad as Big Show. Okay, mm-hmm. She shouldn't be signing autographs for the kiddies, but still is the heel manager for Kid and Cesaro. It doesn't work. Mm. Sorry.
I hear you.
I still haven't met her.
Yeah, and when you do, phone number. Okay. I don't care if Tyson will kick my ass. It'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Ronda Rousey. Anyway,
I'll take hers too.
Yeah, saw her in Fury 7 tonight. She kicks ass. Just saying.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she
so,
does.
Some pleasing the British audience. They brought out Bad News Barrett he came out for the U.S. title challenge, right?
Correct.
Yes.
For the Hakeeds Invitational.
Yeah. Loved it.
Come on, you know you gotta start the show with your old buddy Super Cena. Hi, kids.
Yes, I know. Yes, but that's fine. But after Cena beats Barrett, Rusev Machka and blasts Cena with a chain and says, "We going to negotiate and have Russian chain match at Extreme Rules."
Please tell me the negotiator will not be the quote-unquote Russian attorney.
No. I want a Putin impersonator, damn it.
Pooty poo. Yeah.
I didn't think I'd see a chain match in the PG era.
No,
Neither did I. But although I do have one thing to say, and everyone on this panel knows where I'm going with this. If we have a chain match, someone's got to be busted open. That's just the one thing I have with Extreme Rules. Okay, they say, yeah, the one night we go extreme. I want it to be called the one night where everyone bleeds.
Extreme Rules, yes.
Yes.
Because we're going to have a chain match, and it's like, I don't care how tough a person's head is. If you get busted in the head with a steel chain, you're going to be bleeding. That's just fact.
Because we have a chain match involving Cena and Rusev, does this mean we get another one-time cameo from Chain Gang Cena on Raw this Monday?
I'd like that, but I don't think he's going to bust that out.
No, but also kudos to Lana for keeping kayfabe with Jim Ross
yes.
on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Basically, because what happened was is that he had retweeted something and called Lana, a.k.a. I believe her name is either C.J. Kelly or P.J. Kelly. I forget her name.
C.J. Perry.
C.J. Perry. Mm-hmm. FSU being Florida State's, you know, favorite diva. And she tweeted as Lana, it was at Florida State where I learned the decadence of the United States and couldn't wait to move to Moscow or something to that effect.
Awesome.
Brilliant stuff. Awesome. That's how you play it. That's how you absolutely.
You stupid Oklahoman American.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sorry. When the hell did Lana become Italian? What the?
What's
the matter, you?
What's the matter, you?
And of course, we are going to have the culmination of the Miz-Mizdow feud.
Yay.
On Monday.
Yes.
Boo.
It is a Summer Rae. It is a Summer Rae on a pole match. Oh, sorry.
I could go somewhere with that.
You
ever see Summer Rae on a pole, Maggle?
Let's keep this PG, people.
Yeah, so keep it in your pants,
gentlemen. I was keeping it PG. Just because the show could have been in Poland when I referenced that. I mean, what?
Uh-huh, okay.
All right. Yeah. So,
yes.
Since Miz is also due for shooting a movie, there's a pretty good chance that he is going to get the ass-whipping of his life Monday night. I just wanted it to be at Extreme Rules.
It still may be, theoretically.
Theoretically.
But the thing is, and it comes back to this as we come full circle here, will Sandow, let's just call him what he is.
Yeah.
Will he still be over after this feud? Because that's the fear I have, that he goes right back to the lower mid card where he was before.
With Miz out of the picture, and Brian, a question mark.
A
question mark slowly turning into an exclamation point.
Sadly.
This is getting ridiculous. I mean, the poor guy can't catch a break. And I don't want to be the guy that says I called it, but damn, he's like, I can't believe Sheamus has returned and then given this poor bloke a concussion. It's like, shit.
Well, I don't think it's completely Sheamus' fault, though. Remember, initially, when he came back, we were all told he's going to be wrestling differently so that he, you know, doesn't have to deal with as much trauma to the head and neck area. That kind of went out the window at WrestleMania when you're headbutting Dolph Ziggler like crazy.
This is true.
As far as I can tell, he is the same Daniel Bryan we saw pre-injury. Honest to goodness, he has not done much of anything different because I think, honestly, he only knows one speed and one way to go.
Full fucking throttle.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I didn't hear about the concussion. I just heard it was more neck issues since they sent him home.
Well, WWE has pretty much covered it as, they've taken the issue off his neck and said that the reason why they did not send him overseas was because Sheamus gave him a concussion on SmackDown. And as a precaution, they thought it best that he not fly. So
story. That's a storyline. That's a story.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah. That's what we're saying. That's the storyline reason. I just, you know, I heard that the IRL reason was that it was neck issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sheamus is back. Yes, he looks stupid. But
okay, I'm gonna be. It's gonna be hard to believe an Australian defending an Irishman. But
I've seen stranger things. Go on.
Okay, people. Yes. Like, okay, he does look a little stupid, but in true fashion, that is actually what, in my vision, of a Celtic warrior looks like. Like, the rugged friggin', like, mohawk and everything else. Like, that's a Irish Celtic warrior.
The mohawk, maybe, but not Captain Lou's rubber bands in the beard.
No, yeah, that is what it is.
That is
he doesn't have it stuck in his cheek.
Yeah, it's the bells and bands. You know, excuse me. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Have you seen pictures? The whole Dothraki thing, the whole nine yards.
Oh, so this reinvention is Vince finally watching Game of Thrones. Ah, I see.
Could be, yes. Because the music.
Yeah, this Game of Thrones stuff. This is great.
The music is Game of Thrones light, kind of.
And you know? What baffles me is where we ended up with him and Ziggler going to Extreme Rules match in a Kiss My Arse match.
Better. And you have to mention what the fella said on Twitter.
Let me see if I can actually say it this time.
Oh, this you practiced and well, let's see.
Yeah, I needed a practice on my Irish.
Hi-ti-ti-ti-ti.
So, they ask Sheamus, how you prepare for it? He says, 9 days to Extreme Rules. How am I prepping for that kiss, you ask? Eating nothing but Taco Bell. Ready, guys? #, kiss me spicy arse.
Not bad.
I mangled it in rehearsal. Anyway.
A kiss my ass match at Extreme Rules? Really?
Actually, the best joke I've seen on that is, didn't his dad teach him anything? And they showed a picture of Billy Gunn getting it from a fat chick.
Probably wasn't the last time or the first time for him.
So for those of you playing in person, there's the picture.
Oh, no. Oh, it looks like he's enjoying it. I remember this now.
Oh my God.
Finkel's got a shitty grin on his face, too, while it's all going down.
And that woman is, well, she's happy.
To this I say, I'm gonna say one thing about this.
Yeah.
I think the only reason that Sheamus and Ziggler ended up with this is because Jey Uso's hurt.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's gone. He's gone for what?
6 months.
Yeah.
Major shoulder issue. But like I said, if the tag belts were in, if the Usos were still in play, the Kiss My Ass match would have been a tag team match.
Oh, definitely. You know that. They would have got stuck with that shit. No pun intended.
And they would have done it with smiles on their faces. You know that.
Oh yeah, they would have had fun. They would have had fun with it. But at least the crowd at Extreme Rules will see a pale white moon, even inside.
Thank you and good night. Yeah, there you go.
So it gives a new meaning to show off for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, going back to the Taz thing for a sec.
Yeah.
A report from CJ Quinn on WrestleChat says that apparently Taz and Josh Matthews, on their report card for the couple of months they worked together, do not work well with one another, apparently. According to, and in fact, they've been trying out Al Snow as an announcer in Taz's place. Taz allegedly hated working with Matthews on Impact Wrestling, and wanted Mike Tenay to be put back in place, but that wasn't going to happen. So, the final straw, seemingly, when Taz found out about Al Snow trying out to be an announcer, he confronted Matthews about it. Josh reportedly denied he had been working with Snow, even though Taz knew the tryout sessions had taken place.
Oh, you don't lie to a New Yorker, especially if he knows you're lying. New Yorker, tell me what happens if somebody lies to your face.
And you can prove it? Like, what you would say, what are you trying to do? What, do you think I'm stupid? That's what you say. What, do you think I'm stupid?
So it's like it is in the movies. Ah.
It is. You do not lie to a New Yorker. And if you are lying and the other person knows you're lying, you're in for a hurting. Okay? You're seriously in for a hurting. Nikki, got a question for you.
Okay.
What did you think of the Kane-tinuity this week?
Well, there's two instances that we can be talking about here. Because there was a little tete-a-tete with him and Big Show, and then there was him arguing with Rollins and J&J that brought up a very non-PG incident that wasn't part of the Attitude Era.
Yes, holy cow, right.
But since they were, you know, since Attitude Era Raws were being added to the network, they weaved all this in with him talking to Big Show. And like I said, the argument with Rollins and J&J and the image of Jamie Noble being, you know, hung from a ring post in an Uber wedgie and the car battery being taken out. I can see this, sadly. Would they do that in Extreme Rules? Yes, they would.
So also, what did you think of the references to the finger poke of doom?
Actually, Kane just did the most noble jobbing in the history of jobbing. Or at least he was a very frustrated hellhound.
Yes.
Because he wasn't just going to fall down. He wasn't just going to lie down. Hellhounds don't just lie down. Yes, he's booby destroyer of worlds, but this skinny kid, no. I don't care if he's a champion. And he's sick of Seth's crap, and he chokeslammed him and said, fine, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, speaking of my way, what about, holy crap, what did that British camp do to Roman Reigns? I mean, seriously.
I don't know, but I'm sure there are a few fixer uppers out there that are going, oh my goodness, I hope they're selling that.
Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Damn. But the abuse that Big Show is heaping on Reigns is supposed to build sympathy heat for Reigns. And all it's doing is making people even angrier that Show still has a job.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you had the whole English crowd going, please retire, and then you had the marks against Roman Reigns saying, this guy can't even sell a chokeslam on a taxicab roof. What the hell?
Well, to the point, you know, they not only did they chant, please retire, but they also chanted, you fat bastard.
Well, they were Jekyll and Hyde on Big Show and Reigns by and large. You know, they were easily, the fans were easily going back and forth on each end of the pendulum over the course of the segment, if you go back and listen carefully enough.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm surprised that Big Show could actually get on top of the car, quite frankly.
I felt bad for the car, That's on, I mean, SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So...
Oh, one thing I want to bring up, going back quickly, well, this is tangentially, it goes along those lines. We have to go back and reference our favorite analyst, Mr. John Bradshaw Layfield, for a second. How do you say it, Nikki? He often has it in repeat sometimes.
His CD skips.
His CD just didn't show up in London. It didn't show up at all. You go back to the segment you're talking about with Kane. Here's a guy, of course, he's supposed to be the right arm, if you will, on announcing for the Authority.
Right.
And I can't believe I lost respect for Kane for what he just did, Maggle. What? What?
Supposedly best for business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe he was just mad that Kane chokeslammed Rollins.
No, I don't think it was for that. I mean, he literally said that after the match was finished. So by logic, there's that dreaded word. It was meant towards the fact that Kane actually did the job.
Best way to describe it for you, Jim, is that JBL is the Big Show of announcing. He swings in and out of heel and face so much, it's ridiculous.
No, that's Booker T. I'm sorry. Book it.
And you want to know, and the thing is, I'm just like, you know what? You know, if you want to be consistent, but he isn't.
And that's he's consistently inconsistent, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Bring in Taz, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please bring Taz back and have him, you know, just to threaten Cole a few times during the broadcast. I miss that.
Who doesn't?
But Raw did get a good build up in the end. I mean, we had like the continuation of the Ambrose and Harper situation, which I know I'm personally intrigued with and want to see where it's going.
That's probably going to be a wife beater on a pole match.
Oh God! Right.
If we get like classic John Moxley and some CZW stuff, then cool. But yeah,
Jesus!
No. Oh yeah. Oh damn! No, they would not let Mox come completely unhinged. Not for Luke Harper.
Can't master all that much.
And I will say that Neville is definitely becoming someone to watch on the main roster.
God! Holy wow! Okay.
Now that they've got his entrance sorted,
This kid is going to go places. Let's hope that his fire doesn't burn hot like magnesium and come back down. I think this kid is special. This kid is special.
Look at you, science. But yeah, I mean that's 450 off the barricade, though.
Oh my yes, holy cow!
And a middle rope red arrow.
Yeah.
Middle rope, not top rope. Middle rope.
I mean,
you crazy little bastard!
How high are the barricades? What, 3 feet?
The barricades are roughly about 4 feet high.
So I was in awe. I was just freaking in awe.
I replayed it a few times. I spun my DVR around a couple of times for that.
I just looked at it and I said, "Yep, you're definitely championship. You're definitely championship material. God damn."
But of course, the fear still is. Well, we've seen high flyers in the recent past. Born, Evan comes to mind, where they could be sent up with a rocket pack only for things to go awry, personally and professionally. You just hope Neville's not in that situation.
Yeah, well, you just hope that Neville's not a pot smoker. Just
and a fake one. A fake pot smoker at that.
Yeah, well, but between him and Kalisto up on the main roster.
Lucha!
That is a tag team I am happy with. I hope they never break them up because they are just red hot at the moment.
Oh, yeah. And whenever they do, give Kalisto the Rey Mysterio push. Let him do everything. Let him have fun. He is your new Rey Mysterio. After that, the shoulder stand that he did last week, and some of the goofiness he did Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I want more. I want lots more.
Yes. I'm very intrigued.
Yes, and are we ready for Extreme Rules, ladies and gentlemen? Because the return of the punt kick is coming.
Yes. The main event was. We had a main event discussion where Rollins got his big comfy chair and J&J Security got their big comfy ottomans.
Yes. Oh, very good. Yes.
I was going to say, you know, that's a little Monty Python there. Give him the comfy chair.
Yes.
So since both of them won their matches, they were both allowed to pick a stip for their match at Extreme Rules. Rollins in his arrogant, snivelly, chicken shit heel voice just smiles in Orton's face and says, "You can't use the RKO."
Neener, neener.
Neener, neener. Pretty much. His voice is so neener neener. Oh my God.
No. Not his voice and his face too.
Yes.
It's like, hi, I'm a dick. Watch this.
That's exactly.
Yes.
To that, Randy's like, okay. Well, if I can't use that, I'm going to make sure you can't use anything either. So we're going to do this in a cage.
Meh. Meh.
Meh.
Which is fine. I mean, first of all, Orton was phased, was not phased at all, having the RKO taken away from him.
He actually gave him props for it.
Yeah.
It's like, I knew you were going to do that. I was like, fine, all right.
So, Randy, why didn't you do the obvious thing and just give yourself the RKO back?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Nah, it's going to be more fun kicking his head off.
Yeah.
Indeed. Make sure Lucy's there to hold it in place.
Uh-oh. Then he'll miss, or he'll slip.
Well...
Yeah, baby, all
right.
Yes. Well, he's slithering. What can I say?
Oh, there was one other thing that I thought wanted to cut. There's a guy named Phil Brooks. Oh boy.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the bomb go off?
Bomb.
A pipe bomb. This was a nuclear explosion on the bridge between WWE and MMA. Holy crap.
C-bomb, yeah. C-bridge, C-bomb, go-to bridge, napalm.
Now, I haven't read this whole interview, but Punk was talking with Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. And he just... what he had been doing most of his life, he just tore it apart.
Yeah.
Using the F word as well a couple of times, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me. I'm just trying to. The word, yeah, and we're not talking that F word.
He said, fake.
He said, "What makes you?" He was asked, "What makes you a good pro wrestler?" He goes, "Quote, well, that's another thing in that phony world. What does it mean to be a good fake wrestler? That's an identity crisis that I think I struggle with. It doesn't mean if matter if you're the best. Someone else picks who they want in the top spot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He goes, and he says, but you were particularly at the choreography, and he says I think I connected with people, and the people drive the ports. Sport, if they don't like or they don't care about you and sit on their hands or take a piss or get popcorn when you're on, that's when you're no good. But if you can captivate a room, whether it's 300 or 80,000, that's when you're good. And he says, go pop back to the politics in WWE. That's among fighters. He says, you wonder, did you really punch me in the face? You say it was an accident, but I know you and I think you're a pussy. And I've seen you do this to other people. Are you doing this to me? Did you kick me in the ribs as hard as you can? No, I would never do that. In MMA, I know the other guy is going to try and kick me in his ribs as hard as he can. No, not maliciously, but I've been in the wrestling with plenty of guys where I'm wondering, is he trying to hurt me? Is he mad because he's losing? I don't have to deal with that bullshit anymore. It's a godsend. And then they say passive-aggressive. And he goes, passive-aggressive is the worst thing in the world to me, and there was a lot of that where I came from. Okay.
To be honest, the wrestling industry is like that, and can be. And I would think that this is, I would think Punk would be somebody that would shrug that shit off. If you punch me for real, I'll punch you back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you meant it or not. But this is the most bizarre 180 I've ever seen.
Is he that pissed?
Maybe.
I think between, the Amon nonsense,
mm-hmm.
AJ having to take a step down, even if she willingly walked away,
yeah, you've also heard the rumors going around that has also caused personal problems between the two. So
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, please.
That's news with a Z.
Yeah, I know. I don't believe it either, because, like, AJ is a grown-ass woman. She can make her own bloody decisions. This isn't the 1950s. But it's just...
My answer to that was that just the fact that it's just him and her, they're going to get bored. Crickets. Damn it.
Little babies.
No, you. That went over everybody's head. Never mind.
Yeah.
I hate it when I Dennis Miller crowd. Anyway.
Cha-cha, man.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
It's okay. Oh. It's yeah.
Okay, but yeah, Punk nuked the freaking bridge.
But remember, in the words of Jason Block's musical icon hero, never say never.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ultimately, like your boy Bieber, he shall rise again, and there will be a point in time when money.
Yeah. Well, no. Here's going to be the very interesting thing. If Punk gets his ass kicked in the first fight of 2016, which is when it's supposed to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back. Don't get me wrong. He's done. Okay? He will be back because I think he was burned out. I think he was burned out with everything. And I think he'll need time away from this. Jim, let me analogize this to you.
Okay.
Does this remind you of when Michael Jordan wanted to play baseball?
Yeah, actually, very, very well played. He was burned out. He wanted a new challenge. And, well, as we all remember, Jordan's greatest feat was a preseason game between his White Sox and the Cubbies that didn't amount to much of a hill of beans and everything. He just wanted to try something new to prove, you know what, he can, you know, and ultimately it proved he was human. So he came back to the NBA and, oh, just won 3 more titles, that's all. So, yeah, the analogy fits. It really does.
Yeah, that too, but...
Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam! Oh, damn it. Yeah. Thanks, Shane, I got that in my head again.
Well, hey man, he leaves it open, that's what happens.
Hey, you, what you gonna do? Okay.
Yeah, so, but, I don't know. Like, as has been brought up numerous times, yeah, you've had guys like Bret Hart and many others that have, like, done the same thing that Phil's done and pretty much, like, spat in the face of WWE, but then they've brought them back, so...
Well, I'm just saying, it's not going to be next week, it's not going to be next month, it's obviously not going to be next year. But,
yeah,
I was just worried that this was going to turn into a San Martino kind of thing.
No, but come on, let's face facts here. I mean, Bret Hart accused Vince McMahon of killing his brother now, and Bret still gets a paycheck from WWE every now and then. So,
right. But, you know... And Bret mended his fences with Sean. We never thought that was going to happen. I had to be there in person to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion on it is, look, I don't agree with all the fans jumping on Phil Brooks, like, saying, oh, he's, like, spitting in the face of the WWE. It's like, no, think about it this way. If you're an employee at a job and you're getting, like, covered with your health and everything else, but then you go to a doctor that your work has sent you to, and the doctor says, well, I think it's this, and misdiagnoses it, and it nearly kills you, wouldn't you be pissed?
Yeah.
I know I would be. I'd be pissed off. And then, sure. and then when you have that same doctor who's apparently supposed to be the best that WWE has to offer, saying, oh, I can't do a damn thing about it, but then he goes to a different doctor that's not WWE funded, and what do you know, he fixes the problem straight away, you'd be like, what the hell?
And says that if I hadn't, you might have been dead. You know,
exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
And dying on WWE's watch can be good or bad.
Let's put it to you this way. I can guarantee you now, all the fans that are jumping on the friggin' anti-CM Punk bandwagon, you assholes would have been the same guys if CM Punk had died from something that WWE had misdiagnosed. You guys would have been jumping down WWE's throats and being like, oh, you guys killed CM Punk. You're the reason he's dead. And that's just the facts.
Yeah. No argument for me. You're absolutely right.
So, because Phil Brooks was man enough to actually stand up and say, you know what, fuck this. Screw WWE and screw their doctors, because their doctors almost killed me. You guys are calling him a little whiny bitch because of it.
Mm.
So, I'm sorry, but no amount of money is worth your life, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just put it that way.
So true.
Exactly. And that hits pretty close to home for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of you know, health things and health issues, shout out to the greatest of all time, Bobby the Brain Heenan. He underwent earlier this week a procedure. He apparently fell earlier this week and broke his hip.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Guy can't get a break.
No, he got one, but...
Well, you know what I mean.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he had surgery. He's currently recovering. This reported on WrestleChat, and me and Gino Cron revealed the information earlier this week. So, Brain, we're pulling for you. All us humanoids are hoping for the best, man.
As a late-to-the-party humanoid, you know, I'm watching some of your prior work on pay-per-review, and how the hell did you get over the top rope?
Let me tell you something. He's 70. He's been put through a lot in 70 years.
Yeah.
A lot.
He's lived a very full life.
I thought he was older, to be honest.
I did too.
Yeah.
But, yes. And the crazy thing is, he could have easily succeeded in another profession. He could have been like the next Johnny Carson in some respects, because he was just... I'm sure he still is, but of course where he can't communicate because of the jaw issue, you know, he could have been like a great comedian. Well, he was, really, when you get right down to it, because you give him a microphone and, you know, it's gold. It's gold every freaking time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he did all those talk shows?
Oh, yeah, the Bobby Heenan show, yes.
To be honest, if he had been healthier, I think they would have brought that back for the network. He would have done it.
He'd be making internet history, people. That's right. Growing up, my first exposure to wrestling growing up was watching Gorilla and Bobby the Brain Heenan going back and forth on primetime wrestling. It was just the greatest. They were the Martin and Lewis, if you will, of professional wrestling.
Okay.
I mean, they had such a great... I mean, Gorilla the Straight Man, of course, with the... Well, you stop it! Every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Just all the nonsense. The fact that Bobby can just sit there and keep poking at him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit there and poke at Gorilla and poke at Gorilla and poke at Gorilla. And get this man who is normally, you know, smooth as silk on the microphone to just... Will you stop?
I'm jumping out of the boat. It's a long way down. Yeah, just Heenan. It's a lost art that we don't see in announcers in any promotion really today. That the announcer makes the match an event, and he made it an event to watch. I mean, don't get me wrong. Great manager, one of the greatest of all time. But I think of him more as just the smart ass. Hilarious color guy. I mean, you go when you get to pay-per-view and you get to Rumble. What is it? The 92 Rumble? Yeah, the 92 Rumble and WrestleMania that year in Indianapolis. You're just going to laugh your ass off at just how.
Can I get a drink of water? I need to check the number. I need to get a soda. Can I get you a soda?
Want to order in?
Sure. I mean, it was just that good. It was that freaking good. And,
when we get to that Rumble, I think what's going to happen is we're just going to turn off our microphones because we can't top it. There is nothing that we can do to improve that.
Him going apeshit over Flair winning the Rumble, and of course that Rumble being for the title.
Exactly.
It's classic. It's classic Bobby the Brain. So
But speaking of breaking things, just going back to something that happened on Raw, one certain superstar's move has broken another Hall of Famer's patience.
Oh, yes.
We touched on that at the top of the show. Or did we get that before? Were we just talking about that pre-show?
That was pre-show,
I think. Pre-show.
I am so sorry. Cena, don't you ever do that flip stunner again. Whatever that was.
Nikki,
that springboard stunner is pissing off Steve Austin.
Nikki, you should know better. Nikki.
What?
When you tell John Cena not to do something, he's going to just do it even more.
That's fine. And when Stone Cold Steve Austin catches up with him, he's going to have more than one shiner.
And another shirt.
Both of them. Damn it.
I had to. It was...
No, it was there. It was there. I leaned into that one.
My train is never late.
Pony.
Anyway.
And speaking of a train that's never late, there's the Pony Express.
Yeah.
I like playing the Google game of that, by the way, just for what it's worth. What?
Yes.
This week was the anniversary.
Interesting. We have another... interesting indie thing we just have out, came out today. Anyone hear about the indie guy, Uha Nation?
I've heard some interesting rumblings. Is it true that he's going to Orlando?
Take a look right there.
Take a look on WWE NXT. The man made an appearance and holy crap.
Thud.
Can instantly say fan.
That's another indie guy. And again, excuse me, this is why Tough Enough isn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, and couldn't. Sorry.
Exactly. I want to check something with some of the other signings they made too. Because
what does the name generator give him? That's what I'm wondering.
They've given him the name Suga Yuha.
No. Oh, that's what the name generator. I thought that was what he was before. Okay.
No, they call him the One Man Nation Suga Yuha.
Okay, I thought they were going to call him Charlie Yuhas. What?
I would like him back just for one night.
You would.
I loved his impersonator gimmick.
And you probably also want Billy and Chuck to team up again.
Well,
actually, if I bring back Charlie Haas, I want Charlie Haas versus Damian Sandow in a random moves match where they just keep pulling out everybody else's moves.
Yes, please.
And there's your list of the recruits. This came out also this week.
Because the tall guy in the middle, there was a name that I saw, and I was thinking it was somebody that they hadn't released and brought him back, but it's not who I thought it was.
Right, here's the thing, Nikki, and this is the true fact about what's going to happen. It's going to be Extreme Rules, The Miz versus Damian Mizdow versus I Came to Play Charlie Hostel.
Don't get my hopes up. Seriously.
Somebody has a wild card. No.
Ain't gonna happen. You'll like this, Shane. Some of the new NXT class includes a handful of Australian divas.
Yes. Unfortunately, one of them I have not had a chance to see yet. I have heard many great reviews about her, though. Casey Cassidy. I don't know what she's being called now. But yeah, she got a tryout over there with NXT.
Well, if the article is giving them their names, I don't know if you're going to like this. The name that they show here is Cassie McIntosh.
That would be her.
Okay. And then the other gal is Jessica McKay.
Jessica McKay, I think that might be Jessie McKenzie. I'll have to...
In before they try to make them a tag team and call them the Outback Jills. Thank you.
Hey, man, they can call her whatever they want, but because Casey and Jess, fine.
And let me tell you something. Hey, Triple H, keep it going. Just absolutely. Keep it going.
Seriously.
This is insane.
Well, I mean, everybody talks about, oh, Raw's the A show and SmackDown's the B. No, NXT's the A show, people.
NXT is the show.
Yes. No letter needed.
Yeah, it is the show. Again, let's give some names right now. Tyler Breeze, Sami Zayn, Itami, you know, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, this kind of craziness.
Oh, no. I stand corrected. No, Jesse has actually been able to keep her name.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, she was known as Jesse McKay. She's from the PWWA. Okay. Which is the Pro Women's Wrestling Australia.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, we know this is going to be the year for NXT. Can you imagine the NXT summer tour this summer when they come to the East Coast? Holy crap.
And they're coming to a couple of big arenas.
They decided not to do Hammerstein because it wasn't big enough.
And they're not doing the former ECW arena. Instead, they're going to where TNA has done a few shows, the Liacora Center on Temple University in the worst part of town. Just saying. But that can hold 10,000.
That's
so
worth the risk, man.
Yeah.
That's worth the risk.
I mean, if it's good enough for Elmo and Sesame Street, why not?
Well, if you want to talk some bad neighborhoods, I think you need to bring in our good news buddy.
Oh, I will allow me to do that by the magic of editing, smirk.
Nikki freaking Heyman, it's got to be you.
Of course it is. Johnny F. and Bad Wheels, ladies and gentlemen, the world's most positive promoter.
Hey!
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on, guy?
Great to have you back here. It's Nikki there, Jim Williams here, Jason Block there, and Shane Beeman from wherever Australia is. I haven't found them on the map yet, but there you go.
Someone failed geography.
Yeah, even though I want a geography B. That's a talk for another time. We're here to talk about what you're doing with your promotion, because Nikki's been saying there are some interesting doings up your way.
There's always interesting doings when I'm breathing.
Touche.
That's what that. No, we're definitely back in action April 24th, next Friday night, April 24th.
Wyandotte, Michigan.
Back home, 1519 Oak Street, South Street, Wyandotte, Michigan, 48192. Back home where it all began, Ricky's Bar and Grill. 7:30 p.m. Going to be a big night.
Yeah, do you have any big name? You got any real names this time, or?
Not this time. It's going to be quite the show, though. Of course, Mark Joker, the MCWA champion, takes on a person of somebody's choosing that night. It's going to be an open challenge for Mark Joker. That'll be a big night. Of course, veteran Johnny Bravo in the building, Jack Revilla as well. Of course, the MCWA tag team champions will be in the building as well, defending their tag team championship gold. Paul Bowser makes his return to the Michigan Championship Wrestling Association, of course. Jay Abrams and Sean Tyler in action as well.
Oh, Sean Tyler. I've worked with him.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
He's an interesting guy.
He's a very interesting guy.
And I've worked with him. Does he still work with Joseph Schwartz?
No,
That ship sailed a long time ago, I know.
That was over quite a few years ago.
I was just curious, because I haven't seen Schwartzy around, so I was curious.
No, he's around, but he's not around as much.
Okay. But yeah, we were talking a little bit about NXT and the fact that they're too big for the arena, man. They're too big for the ballroom.
We always hope to be too big for the ballroom, so good for them.
They're doing Temple University in May.
Oh, is
could
that
be
right?
May. Could be June. They don't. they released the hold dates on the ECW arena, and they're looking for other places to go. But boy, that place is gonna rock come May.
I bet it is.
So, but we were just, you know, you had mentioned you wanted to show up and see what you could shill. I also know you're doing some charity stuff coming up.
We certainly are. Relay for Life comes up this May. Looking forward to doing some good things for the Relay for Life. So if you're in the area, check out mcwaonline.com for all the dates and locations for the Relay for Life tour. That's going to be a lot of fun. Those are, of course, free shows. So come out, support the cause, and enjoy free pro wrestling in May from the Michigan Championship Wrestling Association, Relay for Life. It's something that we've really been looking forward to doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun those afternoons. So if you're in the area and you're looking for something to do, come out and support a great cause, see some great wrestling, have a good time. It's going to be a great, great afternoon, all those afternoons.
Yeah, for anybody, if there's anybody in Michigan listening to this podcast, please support this man. This is the type of promoter we need more of on this planet. Nice. This is a guy who won't ditch you for a pizza oven.
I appreciate that. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot. MCWA is really becoming. It's really starting to roll. So we're really looking forward to really having an awesome, awesome summer. So we really hope that everybody comes out to Rookies, and of course the relay shows. You know, all four events are just going to be so much fun. Family friendly, of course. You know, affordable. It's going to be just great pro wrestling from some of the best talent that Michigan and the Midwest has to offer. So we're really looking forward to launching this summer.
So yeah, if you can't find it on the web, you just go through my Facebook and type in MCWA, and it'll come up because I like your promotion. I want to work for it, but you won't pay me.
I appreciate it. You soon enough. Good things come to those who wait.
Okay. I'm holding you to that.
Hold me to it. You told a lot of people that. Better. Good things come to those who wait. Greater things come to those who wait longer.
So, in other words, I should check back with you in 2018.
Checking. Sounds good to me.
So I know you are. It sounds like you're on the road and you're promoting all your stuff for next weekend. Anything else you wanted to talk to us about?
You know, we're definitely, like I said, looking forward to doing the summer shows. Check out. We also have we've launched our TV show, MCWA Epic Television. It's on YouTube. There's of course links to it on the website, on the Facebook, and of course we did join Roku on the Independent Wrestling Channel. So if you're subscribers to that, please check out Michigan Championship Wrestling Association on Roku on the internet.
I knew that was something. That was something I wanted to ask you about. Congratulations, by the way, for that.
Well, thank you. It's something we're very proud of, and it's something we're really looking forward to.
Well, you just knock it out of the park like you always do, man.
We're trying. It's like I said, independent wrestling. There's no better time to be a fan of independent wrestling than there is right now. It's on the rise, and especially here in Michigan, and you know we're really hoping to be a big part of that. We're really hoping to help lead the way in Michigan and the Midwest region.
Well, a couple of doors have probably opened since I know a couple of leagues in Ohio have moved on.
But, is that right?
Well, let's see. I don't know what happened with the HWA Brouhaha. But Brandon O, I don't think Brandon O's in Ohio anymore.
Oh, wow. So if you're listening in Ohio and you're looking for a good promotion to start following, please come to Michigan. Make the drive. It'll be worth the drive. I tell you that.
For the same drive that you used to do to go to Beyond, which is now in Rhode Island, you can go to Michigan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can come to Michigan.
And I'm still trying to get freaking Denver on my show. Been trying to get a hold of him.
Who's that?
Drew Cordiero, aka Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
He was the promoter for Beyond Wrestling. They used to be based in Northeast Ohio. I ref for him.
Right on.
And so if anybody likes fat chick ref, you can go try to find this. Anyway, but Johnny, seriously, how are you holding up? I heard you got a new job.
Life is good. We keep on rolling in my life, that's for sure. Everything's going really, really well. Life is good, and you know, wrestling's picking up, and it's good to be me, as the old saying goes.
Damn. If you could pay me regularly, I'd work for you regularly. Seriously, man.
We'll definitely have to talk. When there's not millions and millions of people listening in.
Yes. And I've promised you a live cast at an MCWA show if you pay me well.
Sounds good to me.
Do you need to get back to your promoting, sir?
We're good. I appreciate you having me. Again, MCWAonline.com. If you're in the area, please come. If you're not in the area, please catch us on Roku. Catch us on our website. Catch us on Facebook. Catch us on Twitter at MCWAOfficial. You know, we're all over that. You know, if you're, like I said, if you're ever in Michigan looking for a top-notch promotion, please come check us out.
All righty. Good talking to you, man.
You too. It's always a pleasure, Mickey.
All righty. You stay out of trouble. No, I won't say that. Don't get caught.
I don't know about that. I think don't get caught is a lot better. I think I'll try not to get caught because I'm certainly not going to stop trying to get in trouble.
There you go.
Awesome.
All righty, man. You hang in there.
Have a good show, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Pleasure as always. Thanks.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Badwheels, the world's most positive promoter, is a survivor of spina bifida and is still rolling as we speak. Wonderful man. Wonderful guy to hang out with. Wonderful guy to talk to. He will treat you right in person. He will shake your hand. He will look you in the eye. Even from where he's sitting. And I'm not being mean. He's a great guy. He really is. And do check out his stuff. I'm flabbergasted that he's got a Roku channel. Or that he's on board with a Roku channel.
That could be a big thing for his promotion. And that's,
I hope, yeah, that's
thing.
Awesome. Great stuff.
So...
That's a high note to go out on, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna call this a show.
Mm-hmm.
So, whoops, I'm not gonna play that out loud. Sorry, I've got too many windows open. I gotta close some of these windows.
Doesn't work as well. Yeah, too many syllables.
Okay. So,
Jim, you just want to sing tonight, don't you?
I'm a karaoke king.
So. Shane, do you have anything to promote? You usually don't, but I ask anyway.
No, just that I'm looking forward to WWE coming over here, although unfortunately I will not be going this year. But I'm definitely going to save up for my money next year.
Now, Jim, Jason, you guys arm wrestle over everything you're going to promote.
Well, we pretty much are arm wrestling over a little bet that we had pre-show that VRM is documented. Shall we reference that on here?
Please elaborate.
Okay, so here's the deal. Jason, of course, number one Rangers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And his beloved New York Rangers are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They won the President's Trophy for the most points in the regular season, which is, you know, like winning nothing, really, when you ask me. So, Jason, you wanted to bet me. We had a back and forth, and I just... flat out said there's no way the Rangers win the Stanley Cup, to which you said...
Excuse me, they're going to win it this year. They made it to the finals last year. They're going to make it again this year.
Actually, I was looking for you to say, oh, you want to make a bet about that?
I said, you want to make a bet about that? And you said, sure. So here is the bet. If the Rangers do not make the Stanley Cup, do not win the Stanley Cup, I have to buy Jim something Flyers related. Like a cap or something to that effect.
Something simple, yeah.
Okay.
But if the Flyers, yeah, they're not in the playoffs. They fired their coach today. What am I saying? If the Rangers do hoist Lord Stanley's cup for the third time since 1940. Well, then I have to... Why did I say this? Hold a pony, a plushed pony, and do a video, and this would probably be on Instagram or Facebook or both, who knows, saying, hi, my name is such... I'm not going to say it!
Yes, you are.
No, well, no. Yeah. Saying that, you know, I am...
You were going to admit...
You say it for me, Jason. I'm not
going to
say
you're it. You're going to say, hi, my name is Jim Williams, and I am a brony.
So you can join that lofty, lofty class with Biggie and Xavier Woods and Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler's not a... Just stop it, please.
We don't know if he's a brony or not, but he's aware we exist.
He referenced it, so that's a ninth reason for you to like him. Okay. But so there's that. But on other terms, we've got podcasts to talk about. Run through the gamut here.
Yeah, we're going to record a new edition of Touch 'Em All, the first regular season edition, I think.
Yeah, first in-season edition, and a lot has happened on and off the field. The pitch clock between innings, it works.
Yeah!
And then, of course, something that's happened during this recording, my man, Mike Trout. My main man. I'm the Ahmad Rashad to his Michael Jordan, damn it. Which means I'm just going to be riding his coattails as long as I can. He is the youngest player in the history of Major League Baseball to have 100 home runs and 100 stolen bases. And how did he celebrate that after he got the 100th home run of his career earlier tonight? He just hit another one. You know, that's how he rolls. That's how we roll in Millville. Actually, how we roll in Millville is far different and it's far sadder. But good for you, Trout. We'll talk about that. Talk about some of the surprising teams. The Cubbies,
the
a little
Mets,
bit surprising.
The Mets.
The Royals, even though they shouldn't be a surprise.
No, they're not a surprise.
And the Rockies, who are just blazing saddles in the National League West, unbeknownst to nobody thought that was going to happen. So we'll talk about all that and give you some ballpark food options across the major and minor league circuit. Ooh, you better have a little Pepto in you when we do Touch 'Em All this weekend.
Your arteries will harden just looking at the menu, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
It'll even hurt your wallet.
But wait, there's more, because if you act now and promise to tell a friend and give us some word-of-mouth advertising, we will throw in... What, Jason?
We are going to throw in a new WLTI Live, which we'll be recording right after this. I don't think we're going to do it this week, but we just did a red state, blue state. We're going to try to keep to the 2 weeks because, you know, we don't like to play catch up too much. We want to keep it, you know, personal life just got in the way.
Yeah, and you know, nothing's happening. It's just a bunch of Republicans are joining the fray and Hillary is getting pounded like a tail.
You know what? And the thing is that good? They're pointing. I'm like, what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty good.
Very intriguing. And I wonder also if we'll have a little media etiquette course 101 taught by Professor Billy.
Oh, good grief.
On that red state.
What's her name? What is
Britt McHenry of ESPN.
Dumb blonde. Oh,
maybe
sorry.
Her name
gotta
should
say
be
it.
Brat McHenry.
Yeah, Brat McHenry. Yes. Here's a little tease for you, Nick. Okay?
Excuse me.
Try this. Her car was towed in, I believe it was a Washington, D.C.
parking lot. Where she works, that's where she's based out of for ESPN.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it was towed. So she has to leave dinner, go to the towing place. I think this is a couple hours after the fact. And in front of the person who she's complaining to, there's this thing. It's called a security camera. And she hauls off on this person saying, well, you know what, you can be like me. You know, I'm on television, but you have missing teeth and you need to lose some weight, okay? And I am famous and I'm going to make you look horrible. And it was very Mean Girls-esque, really, when you get right down to it.
You're like the big show.
And there's
Rudy. 500,000 pounds and you eat pizza.
I hear you, Maggle. Faintly, but I hear you, Maggle.
Sorry.
Yes. That's okay.
Yeah, and you know, we got a new episode of Pixel Nation. Hopefully tomorrow will be. I mean, the big news this week is the return of WLTI Live. not WLTA, I'm sorry, Guitar Hero Live, pardon me, which is the new version of Guitar Hero, and it's a first-person perspective. If you've seen the video of this, this looks insane, okay? What you do, you are looking out at crowds, and they actually shot crowds in different venues around the world, and they had people saying things like, you suck, go away, and throw things at you, or, you know, you're great, your cheers and things like that. You know, it's and it looks really good. And they're having an event tomorrow at the Best Buy at the Union Square. So I'm going to check that out. Yeah. Me and Brian Henniger will do that. And, of course, you can listen to all these wonderful programs. Hi, kids. On Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com, Player.fm, and, of course, the best damn free radio app for the world anywhere. TuneIn Radio, of course, Google Play Store, and your iTunes Radio place. There you go.
P.S. Rest in peace, Sabado Higante.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Very sad.
This is big. This is mega news. No joke.
This is for those of you who know speak the Espanol like Booker T, I just realized how wrong that was. This is the equivalent of Bob Barker leaving The Price is Right, only bigger, actually. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, this show has been on, what, 50 years almost?
53 years.
Good grief.
In originally, I believe, in Chile or Argentina.
Chile, yeah. Channel 13, I think, in Chile.
Not bad for a guy born in Germany. You know.
Yeah, son of Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
His stage name is Don Francisco, but his name is Scherzinger, I think his name.
Mario Kreutzenberger or something.
Kreutzenberger, that's right, Kreutzenberger. And he was, you know, and every Saturday night there's a 3-hour game and variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of like, it's a combination of like The Price is Right, The Talk, America's Got Talent, all wrapped up in this bizarre thing that you just have to watch, and it's been around for like 50 years, and they're finally canceling it after.
Yeah.
So
it gets the chakal finally.
Yes, it does. So that's that, Nikki. Back to you.
Well, the only one I've got is Paper Review, which we're still doing some catch up on. Where we are wrapping up 1988, and we'll be starting into 1989 very soon with the Mega Powers explosion.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is beautiful to watch this. Mm-hmm. My God, a storyline that arcs over a year? Nobody's got patience for that anymore.
Tony Schiavone notwithstanding, coming soon.
Yeah. Tony Schiavone and his porn stash, because we do an NWA WCW.
It's true. Oh, yeah. That some of us missed that, actually.
Tony Schiavone and the porn stash. Jesse Ventura, who's is a fashion disaster plate. And never, if you're going to bring a football player on the show to use for a speaking role, don't get a lineman. Seriously.
Yes. True.
This guy spent half of his first speaking part trying to remember his first speaking part. And stuttering over, I won't be intimidated. Gotcha.
Oh, one more thing if I could, very quickly, because sure. I'd be remiss. I'm part of another podcast involving a certain cynic out there in the wrestling community. His name is Justin Henry. He and I went to high school, enough said. He started up on bluebarcage.blogspot.com again, doing his cynic reviews of Raw and what have you. And right after that show goes off the air, we tape the Cage Cast. We've done two episodes already whatever. Look for it Monday nights, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning at bluebarcage.blogspot.com. It's a rehashing of Raw with our trademark unique humor.
Snark.
Yes, that too.
So, well, I think that's everything. So for the slightly battered bad news Beeman, for Jason Block, for Jim Williams, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do come back. And in the meantime, stay pony, my friends.